Well, they're a special kind of pigeon that they raise for eating. They have an extra large breast because there's not much to eat on a pigeon.
Right.
So they have these big puffy chests, mm-hmm. you know, and they would keep those. Several people in town had those.
I've never heard the term dollar pigeon. Huh. Okay. All right. And a name for a dog who's just a mixed breed.
Oh, that's a mutt.
Okay. and a baby cow.
A calf.
And one that's been orphaned, a special term for that.
I don't know what a special term for that is.
What is a bronco?
A horse, usually untamed, unbroken.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same as a green horse? If you've heard that
a
term?
A green horse, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. What are some other pack animals besides horses?
Mules and donkeys.
Okay.
Now they're using llamas.
Yes, yes. Okay. The names for the females of those pack animals. Not the South American ones, but...
Yeah, well, the donkeys, a Jack and a Jenny.
Great.
Yeah. And a mule, I don't know.
Maybe it's the same.
Could be.
Okay. How about another type of animal that's smaller than a donkey that they used to pack? Like in the Grand Canyon. Shaggy.
Burros.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that donkeys and burros are different, are they?
They may not be.
Well.
There's some question about that. What's the plural of horse?
Horse or horses.
Okay. Do you have a special word that you know of that's for a group of extra horses that goes along on a drive, a cattle drive, I guess, that they keep as spares?
In their ramada.
Okay. And a name for animals that were born sickly and never really grew up to be healthy? Any special term?
Usually they didn't stick around.
Goners.
Goners is true. People didn't put up with them in the time I was growing up.
Not in the Depression when
Mm-mm.
beating them was a burden. Do you know of a call that people used in the evening to get the cows to come in? Many people call out.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Usually they just went out. If they wanted to, if they want to be milked, they come in.
Yes.
So you don't have to call them in, you know.
They want the relief themselves.
That's
so they
right.
Come in.
They
yeah.
come in to be milked.
Any calls that you can think of for sheep, for horses, or for chickens to get them to come for their...
Well, people would walk out and they say, here, chick, 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 you know.
And that they responded, right?
And they do respond to them, yes.
And it doesn't hurt that you've got the feed either in your apron or...
Well, that's how you teach them, you know.
Yeah.
You can stand out there, here, chick, chick, all the time. If you didn't feed them, they wouldn't come.
After the second time, they'd say, eh. Right. Okay. Yeah. That's what most people say, is that it was here, chick, 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 chick. Any word for what people would warn you not to step in when you went in the cow pasture?
Ah, yes. Those cow patties.